This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. Well, I just spent several days in beautiful San Francisco, California. I spent a lot of time walking around in the city and, well, you know what I saw. Made me think about this. Personal responsibility. Two pretty simple words, aren't they? I mean, we were all taught them one way or another at a very early age. But evidently, they just no longer apply in our society. I read this morning that New York City is now going to install vending machines on the street. Vending machines, you say? What will they have in them? Well, let me tell you. First and foremost, they will have clean hypodermic needles. They'll also have Narcan in the event of an opioid overdose, drug test kits, condoms, all the things one might possibly need to live happily on the street. The price? Well, free, of course. That would be free to anyone that wants something from the vending machine, and payment for those items would come from you and I, the taxpayer, of course. Now, our state has not gone that far, but give Governor Tina a chance, she'll probably get there. Government throws millions and millions of dollars at the homeless, drug addicts, and all sorts of unsavory individuals without asking the simple question, where is the personal responsibility? Going down that road, do they ever ask these individuals if they want to be homeless or a drug addict or whatever? No. They just simply keep giving them this and giving them that without ever making them responsible for anything, including their own behavior. We've all seen the video of that homeless Portland woman who's thrilled to be living on the street and an addict. She goes on and on about how great it is to have no responsibility at all. She gets high, someone feeds her. She gets high again, someone feeds her again. And if she feels poorly, someone will take care of her, all at no charge to her for anything. What a great life, she says. Well, frankly, I'm sick of watching our government give away our hard-earned money to those that simply have no personal responsibility at all. Oh, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say some of these people have mental issues. Well, a lot of people who aren't homeless have mental issues as well. Perhaps those millions and millions of dollars would be better spent finding out exactly who in the homeless and addicted community does have mental issues. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, there should be two doors for these folks. One that opens for mental health assistance, and one that opens to provide help finding a job and a place to live. Period. There's your choice. But the endless giveaway of your money to simply supply these folks with free drug paraphernalia, free meals, free health care, get-out-of-jail-free cards, etc., simply needs to stop. We're creating an entire population that relies simply on everyone giving them everything for free. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.